Daily Beast, women's groups gone dead silent on Biden sex assault accusation. By Dr. Susan Berry on April 30, 2020. The left-leaning Daily Beast found most of the pro-abortion organizations who claim to represent women's rights failed to respond to its request for comment regarding Tara Reid's sexual assault accusation against former Vice President Joe Biden. In a column Wednesday, The Beast said it contacted 10 pro-women organizations, including Planned Parenthood, NARAL, Emily's List, and the National Organization for Women, NOW, to request a comment about Reid's accusation against Biden, the Democrat 2020 presumptive nominee. Most organizations did not respond to a detailed request for comment, the article stated. Others replied and did not provide a statement. The near total lack of acknowledgement, sick, from nearly a dozen leading pro-women organizations comes as new corroboration has emerged with respect to the allegation, which the Biden campaign has categorically denied, the article continued. In 2018, during the confirmation hearings of current Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh, Planned Parenthood and NARAL promoted the Twitter hashtags #believer and #believesurvivors, i.e., those women claiming Kavanaugh had sexually assaulted them. Actress and political activist Alyssa Milano joined the abortion lobby groups on Twitter. Breitbart News reported Thursday that Milano says that she still supports and admires Biden despite 8 credible accusations of misconduct. In September 2018, Planned Parenthood even attempted to fundraise off of Julie Swetnick's sexual misconduct accusation against Kavanaugh. Though Swetnick's accusation was discredited, Dawn Legans, former executive vice president of Planned Parenthood Action Fund, wrote in a fundraising email, "Enough is enough, Kavanaugh must withdraw now." Legans continued. "Moving forward with Kavanaugh's nomination at this point would be irresponsible and dangerous. It tells survivors of sexual assault that they don't matter. It tells the public that one man's promotion matters more than the safety of multiple women. And it sends a message that partisan politics trumps not only fairness, but basic human compassion. Speak out now, this nomination is a disgrace. Brett Kavanaugh must withdraw." However, Planned Parenthood ultimately revealed its main concern was protecting abortion, not women. In fact, the self-described pro-women abortion lobby has also not defended women's sports from male athletes claiming to be women. Breitbart News reported in February that neither Planned Parenthood nor NOW had responded to requests for comment on the plight of 3 female high school athletes who had filed a federal lawsuit that seeks to protect women's sports from biological men claiming to be transgender and competing in women's athletic events. Failed 2016 Democrat presidential nominee Hillary Clinton also endorsed Biden Tuesday. "I am thrilled to be part of your campaign to not only endorse you, but to help highlight a lot of the issues that are at stake in this presidential election," Clinton said. Former Democrat presidential candidate Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, DNY, a vocal supporter of the #MeToo movement, said she is also standing by Biden, as is Georgia State Representative Stacey Abrams, D. In 2017, Gillibrand told the New York Times it would have been an appropriate response for Bill Clinton to resign the presidency after his affair with intern Monica Lewinsky was revealed in 1998. Patricia Ireland, former NOW president, also told the Washington Post in 2017 that she wished she had done more to be supportive of former Arkansas State employee Paula Jones, who, in 1991, accused Clinton, who was then governor, of calling for her to meet him in a hotel room and then asking her for oral sex. For Paula Jones, there were nice distinctions that people made. She didn't work for him, he didn't have the power to hire or fire her, Ireland said. But that ignores the reality that he was a very powerful man.